Alrighty, Audio Boo. Hey, Doug from Florida, and I'm doing two in the space of a week. So that means that there must be really heavy-duty stuff going on down here. Well, nah, I don't think all of that. But just a little pro tip that I'd like to pass along and give those who are entertained by such things a reason to laugh at me. I've been working, as I've intimated from time to time, on upgrading my office skills at our local Lighthouse for the Blind. And they do a fine job of teaching there, but do I always do a fine job of listening? Well, 80% of the time, the answer to that would be yes. 85%, maybe even 90%. I don't care if it's 99%. It was the one fail that was most epic by its nature. We're working on Microsoft Excel, and we're trying to set JAWS up to read the row and column titles. Now, there's the old way. Without getting, for anybody that doesn't know or care from Excel, this part's going to be a little bit esoteric. But to make it as non-technical as I can, there was the old way of doing it, which you did processing with JAWS. And then there's the new way of doing it, which is writing certain things into a worksheet. Now, when you do things the old way, it turns a setting in JAWS in such a way that the new way won't work. And so I'm taking this webinar, or being allowed to listen to this webinar as part of my training from Freedom Scientific on Excel in Office 2013, and I'm doing everything he says, and the row and column titles aren't being read. I did it once. I did it twice. I did it twice a day at home. And it still didn't work. I didn't get around to emailing him because I thought that the solution was just something that I was not grasping. Come to find out, when we started learning all of this, we sort of stopped playing the webinar with about 3 minutes left because he was going to open it up to questions. And we just didn't think any of that was going to pertain to us. Plus, the way my class ended up that day, my driver was getting ready to bring me home, and they're on a tight schedule. So we left it be. So this morning, I finally get around to taking one more look before I go into class this afternoon. And I have a few extra minutes on hand. So it goes like this. I'm going to listen to this one more time. Skipped over all the parts I already knew and practiced and had down perfect. And we get to the end. And the first thing Dan Clark from Freedom Scientific says when he gets to the end is, oh, somebody has here in a message, I'm not getting the rows and column titles to read properly. What's wrong? I did everything you said. Pretty much same thing I did, except for I said it to myself and with a lot more profanity. So Dan Clark comes back. He says, I'll have to look in addressing that, but my gut tells me what you did. He says, you originally set this up to work under the old way of doing things in JAWS. Now, we changed it. So you have to turn this setting. So I essentially adjusted the setting and found it to be just as broken as Dan Clark thought it would be. And when I used the solution to fix it, it works properly. The pro tip involved in that story is never walk out of a webinar until it's actually over, because that last minute might be the minute you need the most later. And that leaves me out of material for the moment. So you all have a most awesome day.